Now, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So here now, of course, as always, is Planet Bush Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. The winner in a landslide from the kingdom of heaven, the Honorable Jesus Christ.
Okay, good. That's great. That's a nice one.
Yeah,
very nice. Hi, how are you? So how about those elections this week, huh, Lawton? It's the beginning of the end of you neocons, my friend.
The beginning of the end of what, Mark? Your harebrained socialist dogma? Because if that's the case, my day just improved 100%.
No.
200%.
No, Lawton. The beginning of the end of Republicans' misrule in this country. The people stepped up Tuesday and said, get out, we're done with you.
Oh, Mark.
Yeah.
You're cute. We're just getting rid of the dead wood, Mark.
What?
Thinning the herd.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe in Darwin, obviously, but I do believe in survival of the fittest. Law of the jungle, big fish eat little fish. Adapt or die, Mark. That's my motto.
All right, so wait.
Adapt or die.
Wait, so you're okay with all these Republicans losing? Is that what you're saying? It's okay with you that Republicans are losing?
Read your history, Mark.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes the pioneers had to feed a sick baby to the coyotes so everyone else in the wagon train could survive. I have a painting of that in my diary.
Let me just say. Lawton, just curious, my friend. Why do you think they lost? I mean, it couldn't have had anything to do with Bush, could it?
It has everything to do with it.
Uh-huh.
Any candidate who fails to embrace the visionary, brave, and moral authority a President George W. two terms mandate Bush is destined to go plop, splash, right into the bowl, mister. Flesh it out, I say. Good riddance.
Uh-huh.
Here's your lovely parting gift,
okay,
loser.
All right, so you're saying this
out
is
out of my party, weakling.
This is all some part of some brilliant plan, then.
Of course, Mark.
Uh-huh.
Republicans aren't like y'all. We make plans. You liberals get up in the morning and say, hey, what'll I do today, dude? And then you'll say something like, hey, I could just suck on the bong for a while, maybe cash a welfare check, abuse myself looking at some porn, and then go kill a baby.
Hey, look, don't make fun of my afternoon. All right, well, what about Schwarzenegger losing all the initiatives in California? How about that? All of them. Was that part of the plan, Lawton?
Hey, are you familiar with the term trial balloon?
Yes.
All right, Mark. We never, ever, ever expected those initiatives to pass. We were just pulling a little shock and awe on California.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, when we show them something not nearly that extreme, but still more conservative than anything they've ever, ever passed before, they'll pass it.
Uh-huh.
Threaten folks with a gun, and later they'll say thank you when you hit them with a stick. That's a Rome special right there.
Oh, yeah.
You can smell the turd blossom genius all over there.
I got to be honest with you, Lawton. It smells like desperation to me. Listen, let me tell you something, Lawton. The American people are finally coming around to the idea that Bush and the Republicans are a bunch of immoral, incompetent crooks, liars, thieves. This week proved that, Lawton. They proved it. They're sick of what Howard Dean calls the culture of corruption. And if the Democrats can take back the Congress next year, Bush's agenda is dead, my friend. Dead. We've got the momentum now, my friend. You're about to be on the outside for a long time, Lawton. You're the one who needs to adapt or die. Yeah. Look at you. Uh-huh. What's the matter?
I haven't been sleeping, Mark.
Yeah.
All night long, I just wander the hallways of my split-level ranch house thinking...
Uh-huh.
Talking to my life-size painting of President George W. T. Terms Mandate Bush.
Yeah.
I look right up at him and I ask him, why? Why is everything going wrong?
Uh-huh.
Why have you done this to me?
Yeah.
And one night, he looked me straight in the eye and he said, because you're a screw-up, Lawton Smalls.
Oh, no.
A gullible, hapless fool.
Oh, boy.
Good night, sucker.
Oh, man.
I'm so tired.
All right. Take it easy, buddy. Take it easy, buddy. All right. You just just need some sleep. You gotta stop talking to paintings, okay? You're making me a little concerned. You all right? Oh, boy. Yeah. This happens. All right.
Wait till next year's elections, mister. Mr. Man. You'll be singing a sad old song. Legacy time for you, liberal.
Right. Goodbye.
Go back to the ball. That's where your future is, Mr. Pothead.
Goodbye, Lawton.
God loves you. Deal with it.
All right, I'll try.
What is that? What's this whole Mr. Pothead thing?
I don't know. There seems to be a theme going. I haven't touched this stuff in years.